Raima by Kodeshim, what do you have to do with the blood? You can't stop and spill the blood on the floor. There's a Gantz Halacha, you have to have a Kabbalah, you have to have a Void the Kabbalah, you have to have a Zriko. That water can't be spilled on the floor. That dam has dinim to it. So such dam does not have a din like water at all. So Mela, dam Kodeshim in the base of Migdish, the dam you found there, has no chaos to be Machshe Kelim. Because Poshe, it's not dam. Dam Shanish Bekamai made a Machshe. For the Gemara don't know, there's still Masya Blur of Shmuel Bar Ami. Hare dam hatamtsis. There are two types of dams that come out of the behemoth. There's taka true. There's a dam you have to be mekabel to make the mitzvah zrikah. You know which dam that is? That's dam shanefesh yotzebo. That's the dam at the beginning of shechita, the big gush of blood, that's called the behemoth dies when that blood comes out. That dam is royal lizrikah. Mashenken, the dam that comes out before that, or the dam that comes out after that, that's called dam hatamtsis. That dam is posel for zrikum. That dam tak is nishpa kamayim. That dam just let it fall on the floor. So the kashrut is that dam is also in the base of Migdish. Because when you shech the korban, there are like two stages of dam that comes out. First is the dam tamsis, then is the dam hanefesh. So that first dam that came out, that could fall on the floor. So why isn't that dam machshel kabotumah? For the Gemara, hare dam hatamsis. The nishba kamayim, there is no din to makabla to make his rika with it. That time you let us throw on the floor. We ain't a machshir, and still it's not machshir kabotumah, because he said no blood in the base of Middish is machshir. Or Malay Abzeirah, hanach la dam atamsis. Leave over this dam atamsis that has a different din altogether. This dam that doesn't come out when the behemoth dies. The afilo bechulin, nami la machshir kabominei. I'll tell you, that blood, even by a behemoth chulin, where there's no din zrik at all, also doesn't have halacha like mayim, like water. Why not? Minei, Rav Shmuel Bar Ami, the Yom Rachmona, the Pasuk says, Rak chazak levilti echol hadam, ki adam hu anefesh. The Pasuk says, don't need blood. Why? Because dam hu anefesh. So we dashin, dam sha nefesh, yoitzeboy kruya dam. Blood that comes out when the behemoth dies, when its nefesh goes out of the behemoth, that's called dam. Of a dam, shena nefesh yotzeboy, the first few drops of blood that comes out before the behemoth dies, or after the big gush of blood came out, the behemoth is dead already. Now the rest of the dam, that's not called dam at all. Ain't a kriya dam, it's not called dam altogether. So since the dam atamsis is not called dam altogether, it's good why it's not machshir. Why do we say dam is called as machshir? Only because the pasuk says that dam is called like water. But that's only dam. Dam is called like water. Which dam? That's with the dam shanefesh yotzebo. So by chulin, that you're allowed to throw the blood on the floor, it's called like mask, like water. Mashenke by kodeshim, that dam you have to use for zriko, it's not called kamayim, it's not machshir, because it's not nishma kamayim. So therefore, all the blood in the base of Migdish was not royal mask for kabotumah. But avada, water there, even though the water is not mekabotumah, avada, the water could be machshir. The water fell on a keli, and now a sheriff's touched the keli, avada, the keli is mekabotumah. The machshir. Kibla minei Rav Shmuel Barami. Toshima, dam shenitmo. If you have dam that became tummy, vizorku bishoigi. You shechted, you bring in a korban chattis, a korban shlomin, and you shechted the behema, and the kohen went ahead and was makabel the dam the right way, and now the dam became tummy. And bishoigi, the kohen didn't realize it, and the kohen went and did this riko. He was zorak bishoigi, the locher is hurtza. But the ever the korban is a good korban, because there's a cloud that sits as maratza. The tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears, that's maratza on tumah. The mezid, let's say the Kohen knew it was mezid and he did it, loy hurtza. It's not hurtza. Menekashi is poshut. It says here dam shenitmo. It says this dam was mekabel tumah. Look, if you're telling me now, dam in the base of Migdish is dochin, it's Torah, it's not mekabel tumah, it's a stirah. Here it says clear, the dam was tummy. It says the chiddush, even though the dam is tummy, still the kohen is allowed to make this rika with it. But you're telling me now, Rav learns that the dam in the base of Migdish is not mekabel tumah at all. Mashkin is not mekabel tumah. So it's a kash on Rav, and it's the Gemara midrabbonin, enochnami. It just means this blood that was tummy midrabbonin, but not midiraisim. Odeloik Rav Yosi ben Yehuda's tredo, and not like Rav Yosi ben Yehuda's tredo, because he said in the base of Migdish they weren't goyze tumah at all by Mashkin. So this man, the Yama, doesn't hold like him. He holds that avad midiraisa not a kash on Rav. Midiraisa the Mashkin dam is not mekabel tumah. It's only mekabel tumah midrabbonin. I Rav Yosi said in the base of Migdish they didn't make the zera. He holds yes. In the base of Midrash, they did make the Xerum. But it could be it's only Tumim Midrabbanan, not Midrashah. So it's not a kashan Rav. Toshima. Here's a kasha from the pasuk with the rice already. Al mahat tzitz meratza. There's a cloud that sits that the Kohen Gadol wears. It's meratza. It takes off, even though something's tamei, still it helps that it's kosher. What is the meratza? Al adam v'ala bosa v'ala chelev shenitmu. Even though the dam and the bosa became tamei, still if you bring it, you're makdim it, you make zrika, it's a kosher carbon. Bein b'shoyga bein b'mezid, bein b'yonis bein b'rotzim, bein b'yochid bein b'tzibur. And the Gemara in the Rabbanan Nachamol, Vayta, that it's Vayal Saf from a Posik here, that this din, that the Tzitzis Meratza, tell you. Yeah, we're holding Daf Tes Zayin Amid Beis. Again, we're in the middle of Shaila, if Mashkin, any type of liquid, is it Mekabo Tumma Medirais or not? Toshima, in the middle of Gemara, in the middle of the Yomid. Al Maha Tzitz Meratza. There's a Chiddush that the Kohen Gadol, when he wears his Tzitz, it's meratze, it makes a certain type of a psul kosher. On which psul is it meratze that the korban is still kosher? Al hadam v'al habosa v'al hachelev shenitmu. The dam of the korban, or else the meat before you make that krov, you put it on the mizbeach, v'al hachelev, shenitmu became tomei. Bein b'shoyge, bein b'mezid, bein b'yonis, bein b'rotzen. Bein b'yochid, bein b'tzibur. Whether the tumah came about, b'shoyge, b'mezid, whether it's a korban yoch or the korban tzibur, this is the case that the tzitz is meratza, that if the kohen makes the zrikas adam, even though the dam is tomei, and mitchilu you're not supposed to do it, but if he did it, the loch is if the korban is kosher. But our koponim, you see that there's a case that the dam could become tomei, and to the Gemara again, midrabonin. This dam is only tomei midrabonin, udoloi ki yoseh ben yuezer is tereda. And again, not like the edus of yoseh ben yuezer is tereda that he said in the Beis Hamikdash, the Rabbanan were not gozer any tumah. No, this b'raisa holds that the Rabbanan were gozer tumah mid the Rabbanan on dam in the Beis Hamikdash. So if this dam became tumah, that's the chiddush at the tzitzis merata. Toshima, come on, bring another raya. V'noso Aaron es oven hakodeshim. Now this is going to be a kasha because we're bringing down the posik. Mash mitz midi raisa. That the posik says v'noso Aaron es oven hakodeshim. Aaron carries a certain chet, a certain oven of Kodeshim. That means, even though it shouldn't be done, but if you do it because of Aaron, because of the tzitz, the korban is kosher. V'chi'eze oven hu noise. Which psul in the Kodeshim do we say that because of Aaron, because he's wearing the tzitz, v'di'eva, the korban is kosher? Im oven pigul, if you're talking about the oven of pigul, that was a psul b'shas the kohen, shechted the korban, or any one of the dalad avodis, he had the wrong machshava to do which chuslas manoi or chuslam kaimoi, so that makes the korban pigul. Harei kva nema. There the pasuk says clearly lo yerotze, that lo yerotze, the korban is not kosher. So you can't say that the tzitz is meratze because the pasuk says lo yerotze, that korban is posel. Imovin noiser. If you want to say we're talking about we left the meat overnight too long, or else the dam too long, it has the psul noiser on it that you're not allowed to eat it anymore. Harei kva nema lo yichoshev. The pasuk says lo yichoshev, that's psul. You can't make a kosher anymore. But ainu noisa, on which chet, on which psul do we say b'di'evet if you do it, the korban is still kosher? Al oven tumah, in the case where the dam poshut became tamei. Shehutro miklole b'tzibur. Why is this psul tamei different? Because there's a klal by a korban tzibur, it's hutro, you're allowed to bring it even though the korban is tamei. Even though the kahanim are tamei. So since by korban tzibur the din of tumah is hutra or dechuya, who are din by korban yochid? Even though you're not supposed to bring the korban if the dam became tamei, but b'di'evet if the kohen made this rikas adam, the lachri is the korban is kosher. Why? Because the tzitz when the kohen god wears his tzitz that's meratza. But the tomorrow I call upon it from here we have a raya though. My lav tumas dam, like what became tamei? Lachri the dam became tamei. And of this, we have to have a chiddush that the tzitz is meratza. And here we're talking about a posik midiraisa. So it's mashma, even midiraisa, dam, which is a mashki, which is a liquid, could be makabel tumah. That's why I need a posik to say that the tzitz is meratza. And the Gemara again, no, amara papa loy, tumas kemotzen. I say that the posik says that the tzitz is meratza is going by a mincha. By a mincha, we bring the flour and the oil mixed together. There's a loch of the kohen has to take a kemitza. A kemitza means a handful out of the mincha he takes, and that handful he throws on the mizbeach, which is hukter, which is just like the zrikas hadam by a korban. Just like by a korban, you have to take the dam and spritz it on the mizbeach. That's the kapora. When you bring a mincha, what's the kapora of a mincha? The kohen takes a koimitz. He takes a handful out of the flour and oil mixed together and puts this handful on the mizbeach. So that's what we're talking about. If this koimitz was tamei, so even though matchilu you're not supposed to bring it, but for the evidence, if the kohen brought it, still it's kosher. Why? I tuma is posel. That's the chiddush in the pasuk. V'nosa aronis oven hakadoshim. There's such a chet like tuma that for the evidence, if you do it, it's kosher, because we say that tzit is meratza. But you have narayin from here that mashke, any type of a liquid, is makabel tuma midirayz. Toshima, come and bring your raya. Yeah, the pasuk in Chagai says, ish bisar kodesh bichnaf bigdoi v'noga bichnofoi. El ha-lechem, v'yel ha-nozid, v'yel ha-yayin, v'yel shemen, v'yel kol maichel, ha-yikdosh. Now, here Chagai was giving them really a test. He was asking the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash, by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, if they giving them a test if they know Hilchos Tuma. So he asked them, what's going to be the alochom if the Bosa Kodesh, Rashi said, that means like a sheretz, that a person had a sheretz in a corner of his begid that touched the lechem. So the chur, the lechem becomes a rishon l'tuma. V'yel ha-nozid, then the lechem touches a nozid like a cholent, like a beans. That became a sheni l'tuma. V'yel ha-yayin, then the nozid touched the yayin, made it into a shlishi l'tuma. V'yel ha-shemen, and then the yayin touched the shemen, made it into a revi l'tuma. This is what Chagai was asking the Kohanim, is there such a thing as a revi l'tuma by Kodesh? Or else v'yel kol maichol, or else if the yayin touched any type of a food. So he asked them, ha-yigdosh, would it become tamei? Vayanu ha-kahanim vayomru loy. And the Kohanim answered back, it said, no, it wouldn't become tamei. That's the way the Kohanim answered. Now, v'yom ha-rav,